Good morning, Senator Johnson, Representative Kamega, and distinguished members of the Marine Resource Committee. My name is Ivy Fernyoga. Thank you for getting it mostly right. I'm a resident of Cumberland, and I'm an attorney at the Conservation Law Foundation. The Conservation Law Foundation has a very strong oceans program throughout New England, and we try to work with marine industries, fishermen, and scientists to find ways to stop or mitigate harm to the Gulf of Maine. I want to, there have been a lot of scientists who testified and fishermen who've been able to talk about acidification. There's a question asked earlier by Representative Minchenbach about the cause of the carbon. And being that I'm not a scientist, I wanted to just address your question a little bit more. The carbon, as we understand it, is coming from all fossil fuel emissions, whether it's from cars, power plants, or industries. And so when people are standing up here and saying, there's not a whole lot we can do about that. Some of it's coming from outside the region. And so we understand that there are changes occurring that are affecting our economy that we can't control all of the sources of. The second source, however, is from stormwater runoff. And that is something that we can do something about. And that source, which was alluded to in some of the earlier testimony, occurs when stormwater carries a lot of nutrients with it. Those nutrients fertilize algae blooms. When those algae blooms die, they also produce carbon dioxide. When that combines with water, it forms carbonic acid, and we have the same problem. So I think some of the solutions and things that people were talking about or events that they were noticing after stormwater runoff might be that there might be higher pH in the freshwater and also that there's some cause from the nutrients. So I'm not a scientist, and that's why I wanted to answer your question as well, to make sure that those of us who aren't scientists can understand the issue. I'm sure the scientists who come after me can correct any errors I made in conveying that information, but that's the first point I wanted to make. The second is that there's a lot that's been related to about studies that are underway and information suggesting the impacts. But the point that Dave Cousins made and a few other people is that the issue is real and it's here now, and we're seeing impacts, and Bill Mook gave an example of an impact that we could see. If we don't get a study commission together and we don't all work together right now, the next time I'm before you testifying, I'll probably be telling Bill's story similar to the Weigarts of the Whiskey Creek Aquaculture Center in Washington State. And there, and I attached a copy of their story to my testimony so you can sort of see the coming attraction that we don't ever want to get to. They sell their oyster larvae to growers up and down the West Coast, similar to what Bill does up and down the East Coast here. Their oyster larvae, they had a season in 2007 where every batch of larvae died in their tanks. And one of their hatchery managers thought about the aquariums he had at home and how fish in the aquarium don't do well when the pH is too low and the water's more acid. And when he conducted his tests, he figured out that it was after storm events and the mixing of water that from the ocean that these larvae were dying, and then they were able to come up with some of the solutions that Bill talked about so that they could protect the larvae from the pH. So we don't want to get there. We want to have our study committee now and try to all work together to protect our economy and this iconic resource that identifies the state of Maine. I'll leave you with a final quote. And this is from the director of Conservation Law Foundation's Ocean Programs. When I called her to say, this bill is coming up, it's been introduced, or it's being sponsored by Representative Devin, and I really think CLF should be involved, and I want to make this a priority, this legislative session. And what she said to me is, ocean acidification, this is a total game changer. We have got to pull together scientists, shell fishermen, coastal communities, and government officials so we can better understand the problem and what can be done to address it. That's why we strongly support this bill, and you will see me here, and I will be happy to follow up and get you all any other information you need. You've heard a lot of serious information. You'll continue to hear serious information about ocean acidification. If you want a lighthearted way to understand the problem, I ended my testimony with a link to a YouTube video. It's a very peppy pop song that explains ocean acidification and the impacts. And it had everybody in our office laughing when I showed it to them, so you might enjoy it. Thank you very much for the opportunity to testify.
Any questions? Representative Dixon.
Thank you. I don't have any questions. I just wanted to thank you for giving that very succinct and clear example of something that we could do about acidification.
Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.